thank you for joining us for this Patreon episode. We appreciate you. We appreciate you actually following us. And
shout out to Chino for, so this is technically 4 episodes that you've been on the road because of Thank you so much.
There's something that maybe you guys don't know, but it takes me close to 3 hours to get here every time.
We appreciate you, bro.
Because I don't live in
Melbourne. Everyone's getting right in it.
So I was talking to Pippin, yeah?
Oh, here we go.
And like me and Pippin just have weird conversations. And I was just like, bro, have you ever seen a gorilla's dick? And let me land, yeah?
No, I haven't, No,
it's interesting, isn't it?
Come on, think of it.
I haven't.
Bro, all right, cool. So,
let me Google that.
No, wait. Where does the gorilla's dick, like, hang? And why haven't I seen it?
Did you look it up, though, in the end?
No, I didn't. Because I haven't gone that far.
Here we are.
I haven't gone that far.
Gorilla but, penis.
Wait. Atlas?
Have you seen a turtle's one?
No, being serious.
You should look that one up, actually. Serious.
So, gorillas are mammals, yeah?
Mm.
So I'm guessing the genitals, don't show me, the genitals hide where. Mm. Have you ever seen one?
Question, are they circumcised?
Is that a fanny?
But the thing is that why?
No. I was having this conversation.
No, it's not there.
Bro,
it's not there.
Bro.
It's a fanny. It's inside them.
Did you know this?
Oh, wait, maybe because I'm on 4G and you know they're trying to block the data and that, you know, I can't.
You
don't
see the scene in Planet of Apes? They do have one.
No, they ain't got
one.
From the outside,
what Planet of Apes? But that's Planet of Apes.
Wait, did you search it up?
From the outside in, we look insane.
Male tortoise genitals.
Okay, he's a bit creepy.
No, it looks crazy. That's what I wanted to show you. It looks creepy.
But Atlas. You ain't got no parental nuts on your team.
Atlas.
No.
My network will block me.
You are insane.
No. My time's got reported.
This
is what people are paying £2 for.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
I paid £2. I'm on the Patreon. You're like, yay.
I'm saying, have you seen one, Atlas?
No.
Chino?
I haven't seen one, no.
Planet of Apes, I have.
No.
You have?
Planet of Apes.
I think I just saw one. I can't confirm.
Do you know what else I haven't seen? My mother naked.
The boogeyman.
Because I haven't gone looking for it.
You have though, but you don't remember.
No, man. What are you talking about?
I haven't gone looking for it.
I can't lie.
No, we're not. We're not going deep diving into this conversation.
She was like,
you're old.
She needs to scrub her back.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, yeah.
In the bar.
The final question.
No, I followed.
The final question is, do you think you got a bigger dick than a gorilla's?
Yep.
Answer it. No, be serious.
A genuine question.
Just answer it.
That's why they're so mad, because they've got small dicks.
Speaking of Pippin, what's a Pippin? Gorilla got to be scared, but what's hanging off me? Shit, nigga, the fuck?
They got big ass.
Mr. Inches, for real.
They got ass, no dick.
For inch for a gorilla.
Their man got ass, no dick.
Listen, bro.
No. I know this is weird. Real quick,
I must have saw. You see, have you not ever seen that list of like, penis sizes in Africa, like average sizes.
Yeah, something like 14.7.
Mom's life, I saw that list of by country. As soon as I saw that list, I started respecting that list a bit.
Morocco ain't in that demographic.
No.
We've got heritage.
No, it's in there somewhere, but I forget. We got heritage. But I started seeing it, I was like, bruh, you know what? Atlas might really be working with something. That's crazy.
I remember one time I was at work like 3 years ago. And there was this girl who I used to work with who was fucking horny. I can talk for his patron. She was fucking horny.
It's been like Hollister.
Yeah.
No, it was a Hollister. This was no. Chill.
I'm about to say, because he's working my girl.
Bro. Niggas about to die.
I'm sweating now.
What was I even saying? I forgot what I was saying. This is fucking defectively horny. Okay, I'll put it like this. She is 35 and she chopped a 20-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, was you 20 at the time?
No, it wasn't me.
Okay. Damn.
It wasn't me. But I remember we were talking, like having a conversation. And another one of our colleagues was like, oh, where are you from, by the way? I was like, I'm Congolese. She spun around. Yeah.
She's looking
at me, and I'm like, what? You're from Congo? She was like, yeah. And then just the look she had on her face, bro.
I've never felt so objectified in my life. Yeah, she knew, nigga.
She saw you damn near
like a pepperami.
You know when, have you seen the Mike Tyson and Akon interview?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Gino.
He's like, That nigga from the Congo, he fights gorillas with his bare hands.
I saw that one.
I think it was Captain, by the way.
I see. Obviously, it was, man.
We do not got it like that.
Have you ever seen a man?
Not got it like that.
Have you ever seen anyone on the planet do what he said in general?
Broski,
it's not real.
10 men couldn't beat up a gorilla.
It's not real. Yeah, exactly.
I've got a question for you, look, now that you've said this, yeah? Once again, it's a conversation I was having with someone. All right, cool. Say if you're locked in a room like this, yeah?
Yeah.
What would you rather be in a room with a gorilla or an alien that can be anything?
What?
Alien.
The gorilla.
Obviously a gorilla.
Alien. Better the devil, you know. I've got questions, bro.
Better the devil, you know. I've got questions I need answered.
You might not answer a gorilla, bro.
No, you might not get to ask any of them questions.
Then I'm a fucking... No, I'm a risky.
I'm the gorilla.
Were you going to ask a gorilla?
Easily. You're not going to get to ask these questions.
No. A silverback.
No, wait. I'm saying, yeah. Someone says there's a gorilla in the next room. Yeah. Or there's an alien... of whatever alien looks like. Mm-hmm. They're not going to show you a picture.
Could be a human.
But it could be just an alien. Mm-hmm. No one knows what.
My nigga, it could be Bertie Spiegel's.
Yeah.
But I don't know that.
Yeah.
Better the devil you know.
You might go going gorilla.
I'm going gorilla. Yeah, better the devil you know. That's what I'm saying.
Fuck you, man. I'm going alien, bro.
Why?
Because I've got questions to answer. I need answers, bro. You can come out of that room with the questions of life, bro. You come out of that room a billionaire.
It's not about questions, it's just my surviving.
Yeah.
I'm surviving a gorilla. So
but
I
you don't know what the alien could be.
Hey, you're my guy.
Say, you don't know, he might be chilled. He might not be.
He might be scared of you. A gorilla ain't going to be scared of you.
The thing is, no. I'm going to be honest. I do hear what you're saying because you know when we say alien, if we're going to break down the word alien to its bare bones, all alien means is life form from another
that's
planet.
Foreign. Yeah, that foreign life form.
Alien can literally be a single cell, like this bit of hair on the table. But
alien could be us, bro.
No, but then it could also fucking be.
Oh, fucking.
But then it could also fucking.
How are you asking us?
No. Yeah, you say that. But the alien could also.
Sorry.
If Gamora pulled
up. I love that so much, but whenever he's on the podcast, I want to swing around. Listen.
He said Gamora.
The alien could also be my man from fucking Bakar from fucking Mortal Kombat. Mm-hmm. It could be anyone.
Oh, man, I'm saying.
It could be anyone.
If you give me Gamora, all I need is 30 seconds in that room.
Mm. The chances of it being
Gamora.
The chances of it being Gamora. The chances of it being Gamora.
Human, how are you going to pick up? You can't even converse
with a
gorilla.
Because I know what it is. I know what I'm in for.
What do you mean you know what you're in for? What are you in for?
A gorilla.
What are you going to do? Fucking get down on fucking
it's in the next room as well. What are the chances the gorilla is going to navigate himself out of the room into this one?
What's going to happen there? You're going to get anal probes?
The only thing that... Wait. Let me talk.
Go on,
The only thing with Atlas, I say at the same time, I would say gorilla. Because if I go in with a gorilla, at the same time, I feel like it's not an animal that hunts. Gorillas
aren't carnivores.
Yeah, gorillas just eat berries and shit.
Yeah, bro, they're herbivores.
Oh my God, swear down.
They're herbivores.
So, no. Gorillas can live with humans at the same time. But at the same time, has that gorilla got CTE? Has he been scuffing all his life and now it's a raw gorilla that's coming at me like
Caesar?
Okay.
Because you know what it is? With a gorilla, I don't think it will kill you. Like, them kind of animals play with you until you're
might kill you. Them monkey he'll done tore up that woman.
Yeah. You seen the video of the chimps finding the prey? The chimps are very different from gorillas. But you see, when the chimps found like a bush animal, I don't even know what it was.
Yeah.
Bro, they ripped it apart and it showed that the chimps just eating it like it was a chicken. Yeah.
It's crazy, bro. And like, even them chimps, when you go to see the chimps, they always say, if the chimp takes your phone.
I'm saying my guilty pleasure is I follow this page on Twitter and it shows animals killing them. I think it's fascinating.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. I like watching that shit.
Okay.
Because when I saw, was it a leopard?
Yeah.
Get a snake from, or a crocodile from the river?
Yeah.
Getting fucked up in your own home. The crocodile was just there chilling.
Do you know what? Off the back of what you're saying, I agree with what you're saying. But off the back of that, do you know what really surprised me? Dolphins and fucking hippos have the best PR in the world.
Yeah. I was saying they wanted us to talk about the Diddy and Meek Mill.
Ooh. Oh, he called him daddy in a swimming pool. How did we miss that? Because that was a
Can
post.
I tell you the funniest tweet to come out of that whole thing?
What?
Was when Andrew Tate was like, yo, did Meek Mill and P. Diddy fuck? And nigga was like... Nigga, when you trafficking women, fuck wrong with you.
This is the funniest tweet I saw.
No, but I wanted to say something briefly,
Sorry.
Because
I didn't go, when you trafficking women.
Cool. I said it on Twitter. Aye, niggas get a sexual assault claim on them, yeah? And they're mad silent. As soon as they say that they're gay,
yeah.
Oh, they're typing crazy.
Yeah.
They're going,
yeah.
Bro, Giggs, they said, oh, bro, all I heard from Giggs was like, I ain't homophobic, but my stick got a dick and it fucked men.
Are you
so
all right?
My weapon gay. That's what. That's all he said.
In a robe.
No, but can I say something though?
In a robe.
When did this be alive, yeah? Whatever, and they're walking up and down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes I go, just sit down so I can believe you a bit more. Yeah, but, yeah.
But as I said, like with the Diddy thing, yeah, it's more.
We knew.
No, like I feel like when
his enterprise is called Bad Boy.
Yeah. No, but
take that.
You see,
Bad Boy.
You see, like with our parents with R. Kelly, yeah.
Free R. Kelly.
How they like? Well, what? Okay. so that you see how with R. Kelly that they knew. Yeah. With us now, it's like we knew about P. Diddy. Like we've been given the information, but we was always like,
why though?
Huh?
Why though?
I feel like because it wasn't concrete. But now...
I don't think it was that.
No, because like until the Cassie thing, where he paid off, he was like, oh, Diddy's paid off.
Is that when you clocked he was sass? I clocked he was sass when you went from Puff Daddy to Diddy. I was like, oh,
no,
Puff Daddy bangs, bro. Why are you changing it to Diddy?
But the thing is, like, we knew. Like, everyone's giving their stories, but it was just like, like,
because him blowing up Kid Cudi's car was from time ago anyway.
They blew up Cudi's car.
Yeah.
So I think just maybe the era we're in now...
Cudi's a bit weird though, man. Maybe he didn't blow up the car. Maybe the car just blew up, man.
Nah,
shit, cars blow up, man. Combustion and shit.
Nah, man. We've been knowing Diddy's on whatever, like, but it's just...
But the new... But have you not seen... The new rumour is... Hey, Giggs, I love you, bro. No, before I say this, don't kill me. The new rumour is that there's a UK artist, big UK artist, who just got really close to Diddy, who supplies Diddy with UK rappers.